It's a beautiful gospel, right? Welcome to week four, our Lent homily series, redirecting our hearts to God in worship. So during the Lenten season, we redirect our hearts in worship in what we think, say, and do throughout the week. It involves how we use the gifts, talents, and callings God has given us. And it looks different for each of us. We can worship God anywhere, anytime. When we become followers of Jesus Christ, we tend to see things differently. We begin to see ourselves, our problems, our past, present, and future more clearly. We also look at other people differently. Basically, everything gets a little clearer, the closer to get to God, and the more we see from God's point of view. Today's gospel invites us to see people as God sees them, to see people as God sees them. What do you think God sees when he looks at you? Just think about it, huh? What do you think God sees when he looks at you, at your family, at your neighbors, at your boss, co-workers, our community? God sees each of us through eyes of unconditional love, and he loves everyone. It doesn't matter what they do, where they work, how much money they have, how educated they are, or what they look like. We need to do the same. We need to learn to see others as God sees them. The story of the blind man begins simply. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. Jesus sees a man. And I would like you to stop and think about how profound this is. Jesus sees a man. In these small, intimate moments, the Gospel of John offers us a vision of how God works personally and individually. Sometimes it's hard to see a person. We see things, but do we really see people? When the disciples see this man, what do they see? They see a problem, not a person. Listen to what they say to Jesus. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? For the disciples, he is a teaching moment, an educational instance that has reduced this human being to a theological dilemma. The disciples think they are practicing theology, meditating on great theological questions. So they stand, the disciples stand at a distance from a person, observing the man, talking about him, but not with him. They do not see him. They do not speak to him. They do not touch him. They do not grab his hand and lead him to Jesus. The disciples had written a story of sin and punishment from God. This man was blind, and someone had sinned. It's just a story about sin and an angry God. Jesus looks at this man and sees him as a part of a greater story. Jesus says to the disciples, Jesus says to the disciples, neither he nor his parents sinned, It's so that the works of God might be made visible through him. It was the point. No punishment, no sin. So, friends, today Jesus invites us to see ourselves and people with his eyes. God doesn't see people the way we see people. When we meet people for the first time, we sometimes rush to judgment, which is called prejudice. We prejudge people, and we come to a conclusion about where they came from, maybe limitations in their lives, their education, or the color of their skin. God doesn't look at people that way, but he looks at the heart. We see this in the first reading, the first book of Samuel, chapter 16. Man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. To see others like Jesus does, we need his light. At the beginning of the gospel story, Jesus says, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." The second reading invites us to live as the children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Christ will give you light. Sometimes we are blind to others. We don't see other people's needs, feelings, struggles, and concerns. Think about the way you see other people. This is a great test of your spiritual maturity. Better than asking how much of the Bible you know, how often you go to church, or whether you serve or pray. Life is all about love and relationships. Let me ask you some questions. How does God see your spouse? Valuable, acceptable, lovable, forgivable? Is that the way you see your spouse? How about the stranger at the grocery store? The person who cut you off in traffic? The beggar on the street? What about the people you work with? Do you see them as enemies, competition, or do you see them the way God sees them? All people matter to God. It doesn't matter who they are, what they've done, or even what they believe. Christ died for us, for them, for you, and for me. Jesus loves them. God has a plan for every person, and he wants them to have a relationship with him. We need God's help to see people as Jesus saw them, or see them. The best way to understand how to see as God sees is studying the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. He is our greatest example and the only perfect example of how to live and see others as God does. Today, in the liturgy of the Eucharist, as God asks God to provide you with eyes to see your community, your spouse, children, close friends, workers, and neighbors around you, even here in this community. In your daily prayer, ask God to help you start seeing people as he sees them, with mercy, goodness, compassion. Ask him to help you be more patient and loving with those around you. So our goal is to see people the way he does. This week, let's reflect on these questions. And believe me, in that way, reflecting on this and putting it in practice, you are going to worship God. You are going to redirect your heart to God in worship. How good are you at seeing people the way God sees them? What can we do better this week to see people as God sees them? How does your perspective change when you see other people through God's eyes?